Just a warning, HHE is rated R or 18 in the UK. Swearing and things like that will be in these episodes. Please do not listen around children. And let's get to the show. You have been warned. Welcome to HHE. That is Halloween Horror Events Podcast. We are a podcast about horror events in the UK and Orlando, Florida.
Yep. So you can also follow us on all our socials at HHE Pod, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere you can find us.
Subscribe to us on all good podcast apps and make sure you give us a 5-star review. Cheers.
He forgot YouTube, guys. Get us on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. And that as well.
Beaches, 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 beaches. Oh, Halloween horror.
All right, I'll stop that there.
We've just lost about 20% of our listenership with that one stupid.
Oh, my. Let's see. If you haven't seen the Mario Bros movie, you don't understand how big that. What a beautiful song by Jack Black is. Beautiful.
I have watched it.
Anyway, welcome everybody. Welcome it. Horror Gang. Yeah. Back to another episode of HHE. I'm your host today, Phil, joined by the old granddad moaning man, Simon. He doesn't want to say anything because he's moody. That's right.
I'm not going to signify that with an answer.
And we're also joined by the lazy millennial who can't be bothered to go shopping himself and why we're waiting to record tonight.
Hey,
hello, Joe. I nearly forgot his name there. Maybe I'll use an app next time to find it. I'm not drinking beer tonight,
evening,
by the way.
Boys.
Being a good boy.
I've got one left.
I decided not to drink tonight.
Goose and a loose.
I just want to send my condolences out to any podcast who've lost anybody in the last few days over silly arguments. Quite personally, one of you will be listening. Sort it out, lads. Me and Simon, this podcast would have been over in one episode if we decided to quit every time we had an argument.
I would have quit. Every week, probably.
Yeah, so there we go. Anyway, so on this episode, we are actually going to talk about how to improve Halloween horror nights in Orlando, Florida. I have none
Jaws
myself.
Yeah.
Yes. So
Jaws
anything
idea.
Thank you.
By the way, I have brought no ideas myself. So pretty much.
I've got a few. So, but I don't want to mention mine because I've got a funny feeling two of mine that I've got, Joe's going to say. So
yeah, wait and see.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, as this
you're
your
gonna
idea,
be, you're not going to do. Yeah, anyway, we'll get into it.
Stop rambling, old man. Joe, as this is your idea, just go. Come on, put you on the spot.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got three. The first one I would do is I would open some of the houses in the daytime, the backstage ones. I just think it might help the crowds in the evening today. Do a couple of houses.
So what? Would it be an extra upcharge for the day guests?
I think
if you're paying for separate tickets, and I think I've heard this banding around a few times. I would say yes, it's an idea, but it must be an upcharge. If you've got a separate ticket to the event, for HHN, and then you can get houses for free by having a universal ticket.
I don't like that idea. Okay,
they
could do like if they only open say three houses in the daytime, say $50 a day. That gets you unlimited access to the houses.
Yeah.
I would do it. I mean,
I wouldn't
help people.
$50. I'd just say, like you do with an upcharge attraction. Just $10. Go to the house, $10.
Well, and it'd be ideal for people with kids. So say you've got like a mum and dad and they've got three kids. They want to do horror nights, but they don't want to go on their own in the evening.
Mm.
If they're in the parks in the daytime, they can do the houses while one of them stays with the kids, the other one does the houses, and they swap over.
Yeah. Good idea. Phil, what do you think about that one?
Phil looks disgusted.
Absolute shit. I saw Halloween Horror Nights while we weren't allowed in America for the daytime, and quite frankly, the feedback was it was poop. Because when I used to go to an early inn and I'd go into houses when it was daylight and then come out in daylight, it just didn't feel horror to me at all. And my eyes had to adjust as well too much every time.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joe. Yeah, well. Joe looks like he wants to punch me.
I'll tell you what then, we won't go to the Joe's next one. Should we go to one of our listeners?
Yeah, you might as well do the first one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it a team thing that I don't talk as much.
Yeah, we've got one from Rob Turner. He's poor. It's obviously massively popular, so I'd look to extend it to 15 houses from 10. But having the additional 5 houses open from 9:30 PM until 2 AM. All over in Iowa, once the park has closed with entry into Iowa using the walkway between the parks by Rocket, it would ease a lot of congestion later in the evening, opening up much more space.
You know what? That's not a bad idea, because we've always thought when people say Iowa as well, they've always thought straight away start the event at the same time, but staggering it frees up staff as well. Who want to stay on for a few more hours, and then it would help.
Logistically, I think it would be a bit of a nightmare. Yeah. But I think it could work. I think it could.
This is the most silent I've heard any of
us. What was your second one, Joe?
Yeah.
I
think it'd help with the scare zones. I would do chargeable meet and greets with the scare actors, but not in the scare zones. I would do it maybe backstage, maybe at the hotels, because, I mean, we've said it before, these fucking scare zones are turning into selfie zones.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think if people have already had a selfie with a scare actor somewhere else, they're not going to sort of ruin everyone else's fucking scare zone, you know?
Yeah, well, like saying, we determined the phrase selfie zone a few years ago, and it's just got every zone is the same now. That was going to be one of my ideas, was have one selfie zone. Like they did before,
yeah.
I think it was 27 at the Hollywood. They had a representation of each house at that scare zone, and that's where you got
as well, because that'd make a shit ton of money.
I see the point of turning into selfies as well, because it's free marketing. Look at all these bloggers and bloggers and people just going on Instagram taking a picture with a scare actor and posting it on Instagram and Twitter. It just gets free advertising. They don't have to spend a penny for.
Yeah.
So I can see why Universal have done it, but I would like them to go back that way. So with that one, I'll move on to another listener, our wonderful Mr. Clegg. Because he actually did say
all over your body.
He also did say paid meet and greets throughout the park.
I like both. Yeah, he's got quite a few here, and I like these. I like the paid meet and greet areas meeting up with him.
Yeah. Do you want to take the next two from Craig, Phil?
Yeah, well, you got a viewing area, because this dude loves these dessert parties. Hidden in a house. Now, this is a bit your light, Joe, because, Joe, these have been hidden from you to get your actual reaction. So, viewing area, dessert party, hidden in a house where guests to the party could watch scares in real time from behind a two-way mirror. So, you'd be in a dessert party, and you could, like, massive windows, you would look through in a two-way mirror looking at people walking through a house.
Yeah.
Seeing getting scared.
Yeah, fucking amazing.
I thought you pay for it, and get loads of food and get some fun.
If you want something similar to that, Paschal Del Terra at Blackpool Pleasure Beach, which is a horror attraction, they have a viewing screen at the end. They also have it in the queue, where you see people coming out of the house at the end, running through the house. I'm not going to spoil it. I've been through it. And the end does make you want to run through the door. You have to run through a door, and you shoot yourself into this like horror themed bar, and they've actually got a camera.
It's me with no top on.
People wouldn't even go in there, mate. Never mind. All
right, we got Craig. I do love your idea, by the way, mate. Maybe I'll play onto that Craig thing. If it wasn't a dessert party, could you imagine a prepaid booking yourself in drinks party thing when you go in? Not too many drinks.
Just a bar.
Yeah. But you're not allowed in there unless obviously you're over 21 and you've pre-booked to be in there. And I want female in there. And then it also goes to his other idea, because you've paid for it. You can have characters walking around where you can get your photos with. But I want the staff at the bar themed better than they do at the Orlando Informer thing. Doesn't look great. I just want a lot of theming to it. Just, you know, where people like ourselves, we can go in one night, book it, and we may not leave the bar area for 3 or 4 hours because we're enjoying it so much.
Yeah,
so,
especially the drinks. You'll be dropping 200 notes.
So mixing Craig's idea up, there you go. I've just had an idea myself. Right, Craig's final one. One Halloween night, dusk to dawn, HH event annually. Whew, that's a long time to be in the park.
I wonder if he means after it, from dusk till dawn. So he does mean when it goes down. I was just thinking, would that be like a sleepover at Halloween Horror Nights?
Yeah, I do wonder as well the logistics and the laws around there, because you've got houses behind Universal as well.
Yeah. But I think we're like a mini sleepover in a house or something, where you actually stay in a house, one of the houses, and the effects are on all night.
I don't think that's what he's saying, but that is actually really good as well. I think he's basically saying, from say the event starts, say, one night at 7 p.m. and it doesn't finish until 6 a.m. I think that's what he's saying.
Technically, it kind of really does, doesn't it? Because it starts at, it starts at 6. It starts at half 6. It's October. It kind of starts to go dark about half 6, quarter to 7. So then it's not, it's up till 2:30 in the morning. The sun's starting to come up about 5. So it's nearly already there. It's just adding a few extra hours on top. But I don't think the logistics of that would work. It's a good idea, but I don't think... I think if they did do it for one night, it would sell out.
I've got another idea. Let's have this dust to dawn. Let's have a horror party at Volcano Bay for one night.
Yeah, but they did say they were going to do more... evening events at Volcano Bay, didn't they, when they first opened it? Yeah. And they haven't done it yet.
Yeah,
you really need to start thinking about it.
I have a feeling a pandemic may have messed up a bit, though.
Started making cuts to Volcano Bay within the first 6 months of it opening.
To tell you the truth, I used to love that one, but I just go in there, sit down there. I can't be bothered to do anything. But if it was a night event for Halloween Horror Nights, LEDs, and you know the walking bits where all the mist water comes out, you don't need that. You can have fog around there. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
I think the thing is as well that they'll have people drinking.
They're drinking anyway.
Getting pissed up, and then obviously... Yeah, but then you've got water and alcohol,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but Disney's done it. Disney's done it.
Yeah, Disney did it with Typhoon Lagoon. The night party.
Would Disney attract the same sort of crowd, though? I mean, Disney will be more family orientated.
Nighttime, it's a certain age it had to be for that. And most of them were like, what's going on right now? Grad bash, you know, kids leaving school. So some wouldn't be drinking, but most would be, I guess. Like, you just have to limit people. You just have to limit the drinks with people somehow. I don't know. You give them a card thing they come in with, you prepay for it. And once it's been punched, say, 6 times, that's it. You cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your final one, Joe. Is this the ball buster?
This is the one you're going to hate me for. Yeah, this is.
I hate it already. No, no, and fucking no.
Yeah, you know what it is, don't you? Yeah, I've mentioned it.
I know.
Yeah. Get rid of those fucking multi-night tickets.
Quick question: when you go next year, you only going one night?
Probably two or three.
Fuck off then. Go and get one single night tickets, you bastards.
It's understand. We lost 20% with Phil's talk. We just lost the rest when he just said that.
Oh, good. I told you before, I don't care.
Everyone has just puked. Literally everyone in has just puked with that idea.
There is an element of, yes, it will help to alleviate the crowds. But them nights when it's quiet, it'll be too quiet, I think. And the cutbacks they'll have to make for staff, because it won't look, it's a touchy subject.
They may even cut back on houses, because as you say, quiet nights, they might think, well, what's the point of having 10 houses? We might as well open 6.
Yeah, I'm sticking with my opinion. Get rid of those fucking tickets.
And Joe is on Twitter if you want to follow him and tell him to fuck off.
At me.
Simon's now.
Yeah, I'm dying. We'll go back to another listener. Hollowed Out Horror. He's put more food options so we don't have to wait in line for an hour. I think they started to get the food options a bit more up and running.
I think they need more food booths than options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, the food booth, it's not that. There's a lot of options out there for food. It's just that people seem to go to the same places at the same time.
Yeah.
I would say, if you're going to do themed food, this is going to sound controversial, stagger the opening of some of them.
Okay, that's fine. I've got another question.
With the crowds.
Can you use the app to order food?
For the restaurants, yes.
So you can't for the booth. America, here we go. Feels rant time. America, fucking update your apps and that. You're so slow at doing anything. It's unbelievable. It's not hard to have the food booths or a special food booth that has a pre-order in it. You only need two around the park to do that. It's fucking easy. Just learn how to use technology properly. And why do I moan about American technology? Because I'm sorry, people in Orlando. When I come over, I feel like I've gone back in time.
Yeah.
And well, now everyone fucking hates me.
It's not just that, though, mate. They want to just caught in onto Chip and Pin. We've had Chip and Pin for the last 9-10 years.
No. They have tap and sign, mate.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. They still don't know. They're still on the opposite of Chip and Pin. I'm not being funny, but I could beat anyone. I have someone's card, tap it, and sign it.
Right. I need to ask you, boys, both a serious question. I need to ask you a serious question, boys. Have you ever used a prepaid card, a holiday card in America, and when they've asked you to sign for it, you signed it with something like Mickey Mouse? Because I fucking have, and they don't even check.
I just put an X. I just put a cross.
No,
that's what I mean. It's pointless. So Joe gives me his real autograph and basically wants to get frauded. Millennials. Fucking millennials.
We got to his next one. Keep it following them a little bit. Hold to that horror, he came up with what makes go zones scurvy again instead of photo ops, similar to what Joe said.
I agree. Yeah.
And the third one, which this one I definitely do agree with. Better announcement seasons. Individual announcements for originals with promo videos. Because, well, they are going back to the later announcements than they were when they were coming out in March. Yes, we've had the earliest announcement of a house ever with Chucky at the end of last season for this year. But the problem is, I think the production team and the other team, communications, whatever they are, PR team, don't speak to each other. If the house is set, done, ready, and it's actually going to be 100% done, announce it. But do it regular. Because this, a few years ago, we get one in March, then it's like 9 weeks until June, and then we got another one, and then we got everything all in the space of like 3 weeks' time. 3 weeks. If you know something's set, give us a regular, give it every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks. Just make it a bit more regular so it helps people to get excited, because I understand that they don't want to announce everything all at once, but the problem is for people like ourselves coming from the UK, we kind of need to be invested in the event to actually go now.
Yeah.
For me anyway. And at the moment, there's nothing, except there is Chucky, but there's nothing else enticing me to go spend £1,500 of coming on for the weekend.
Well, that,
there's nothing actually drawing me in now.
They've got 10 houses, so they could almost announce a house a month.
Yeah, the originals, they can actually announce the originals, because the people who, like myself, who are, I would say, a veteran now, you announce an original to me, I might actually book a ticket on that original, not just an IP. The IPs do draw in a lot of the crowd, but for people who have been to the event a lot longer than about a couple of years, the originals are drawing people in. And they announced to me, like, Slaughter Cinema 2. for Halloween Horror Nights this year. That is definitely a big tick for me to think, right, I need to start looking at getting a ticket and getting a flight over. The Slot Cinema was one of the best houses I went through, and it hit everything. But I also, can they hit the same feel twice? The Slot Cinema just was perfect. Loads of little mini films inside of a house, and it worked. Can they hit it again? I would pay to go and see if they could do it again. So I think we should have some regular announcements and a better strategy to what this PA team that are doing now. What are your thoughts, Phil? I know you're looking at it.
It's more of their Twitter team what does my tits in, mate, if truth be told.
Yeah.
Should we tell you stuff knowing they're not going to tell you? Thousands of people comment like morons. Oh, they're coming back to us. They're still not going to tell you. It's absolutely pointless and quite frankly gets boring. And I'm sounding like an old man, but it's so boring. Oh, well, you don't deserve to know. Oh, that's witty. Well done.
Yeah, and the good thing is that they seem to have dropped that whole screen squad.
Have you seen what's happening with the lagoon? It looks like they're turning up.
No.
They're ripping out the lagoon. It looks like it's beyond Ripper, the lagoon shell. It's actually deconstruction videos of it being
smashed it up.
Yeah.
So it looks like we might not have a lagoon show this year.
Well, it's time to have a bloody drone show.
That may be their option, but I have seen a few construction videos. It does look like they've lowered the water. It doesn't look because the end of the cinematic spectacular. So it looks like they might even be a lagoon show.
I mean, could they put projectors in the water for the time being?
Possibly, I don't know, but that show, like I said, I think they hit lightning in a bottle with the first one, Marathon of Mayhem.
Yeah, that was
amazing. And then they tried to reproduce it, and it just didn't work. It was good, it just didn't work. And looking for what videos I've seen, to me it looks like they're actually ripping it all up, but whether that's the truth or not, we don't know, because Universal and their announcements on anything are shite.
They don't announce anymore. Ever since what's it called, Velocicoaster, they hit a home run with that by not announcing anything and let the vloggers and everyone do it. But at the same time, that's brilliant because it's free for them. But at the same time, I hate to tell you this, there's people out there who are waiting for announcements too much. I mean, come on, Epic Universe, give me fucking something now.
Well, the thing is, it's like you can see Velocicoaster, you could see it. You could see it being built. The thing is, like Kids Zone, it's all behind construction walls. Unless you've got bioreconstructing a helicopter on disposal and a massive big telescopic camera, us normal folk can't see that kind of stuff. And it's one person can see it and it's showing it to everyone. It's being shared everywhere. But just tell us what's happening. When's Minions opening? What's happening with it? Is it going to be a Minions cafe? We don't know. What's happening at Kids Zone? What's happening with Halloween Horror Nights? You know what I mean? This they can announce stuff. They don't have to say exactly what it's going to be and when it's going to open. Prime example is what was the other one I saw today? I saw something today that said opening summer 2023. Summer's a long period. That's all you need to do. But well, that's about it. Actually, they have said that with Minions, haven't they? Anyway.
Moaning old man.
I've been playing darts all day. I've been drinking all day though.
Right? Have you got any more, Joe? By any chance?
Sorry, mate. You cut out then.
Yes, I'm going to say anybody, but it's right now, guys. If there's problems with this episode, I've had it a few times as well. It's coming up, you're lagging, but my internet is proper perfect right now. While these two were chatting, I did an internet check. So it's fucking Zoom again, the fucking pile of shit.
Yeah.
So we're hoping best, but I'm not stopping recording. I was saying, have you got any more ideas before we move on to Craig's 6,000 commandments?
No, that was my freak.
Craig, we asked for Craig Willicks. Thanks, mate. Thanks. But we asked for three. We asked for three.
We're going to meet time.
You do the first three.
Yeah, I'll do the first three. Time we do the last three.
Yeah.
Six people. Six. But at least he's giving me some content to read. We'll see if any of them copy or anything that's already come up. Number one from Craig Willicks. Can you feel me? These Craigs, bloody too many ideas, both of them. Right. Equal split of IP and original houses, giving Halloween, Universal Monsters, music IP, a break and aggressively pursue, that's it, the obvious ones that have fallen through the net, even if negotiating the rights are difficult, like Halloween 3, The Thing 1982, original Scream, The Lost Boys, The Fog, and Gremlins, etc.
Equal split IP and original, they've done it. And it's the, it's just, I think what it is, they're trying to do the IP split, but then when an IP drops out, an original pops in. I think that's why sometimes you think, oh, it's more original heavy than IP heavy. But they have gone IP heavy once, and I think that year was 2026.
Oh, yeah, it was Chance's year, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think Chance's all the houses were around her and the rest were all IPs. So, oh, was it 20? I can't remember. I can't remember. Yeah, my brain doesn't work.
Welcome to your 40s, mate. See what I mean? You forget things once you hit your 40s.
I know. Equal split IP. I agree with it. Personally, I'd rather have originals more than IPs, because originals, they've got more freedom than IPs. IPs, you're stuck to a story or that franchise. You're stuck to that particular bit where it's an original. They can just do whatever the hell they want, and there's no boundaries. A prime example was The Hive. There was no boundaries in The Hive. There was a dog, I think, half dead, and a baby half dead. Yeah, it got taken out after the first weekend, but there's no limits when it's a Hive.
That's why the Fog originals. Won't work, Joe.
Yeah. But when they've got no limits, they can do whatever they want.
What's that show you got me watching? Joe's froze on me. Simon's just
From.
Me. From, that's it, yeah.
No, you've frozen.
From.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's bloody out.
It's amazing.
Yeah, but there's kids and that murdered and that, so that's never going to be allowed at Halloween Horror Nights. Somebody think of the children.
Anyway,
they've got to try and keep everyone happy. You know, they've got people like yourself, Simon, who are hardcore IP obsessed. But then on the other hand, you've got people who just live for the.
I'm original.
But then there's people that the new fans. You know, look at Stranger Things. Look how many new fans of HHN that got in.
Yeah. I don't disagree with having IPs. I say personally, I'd rather have more originals than IPs, but I'm happy with the equal split that they've been doing recently. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it, because obviously when they've had an IP, it's had to drop out at the last minute. It's been replaced by an original. So yeah, it looks like it's more original heavy, but it depends on the IPs as well. I think the IPs need to work together. I don't think having... prime example, you could have Chelsea Football Club in one, and then you've got a volleyball team and a basketball team. I don't think, you know what I mean? Can you see where I'm going with it? Things need to fit. So like Freddy, Jason and Leatherface, perfect example, three IPs. They're never going to get all three together again, but the N3 would work, because it's a slasher thing.
That's brilliant, boys, but I'm going to stop it right here. For YouTube, there will be a part two. And if you listen on the podcast, we'll be back in a second with the rest of them. I should say that, by the way, with the rest of them from Craig. Craig, say, if you had two or three, Craig, we'd be done.
Yeah, great. You got your own episode on this one, mate.
Yeah. Back in a minute.
Oh, hey. I am Morlando. And I am here to tell you about my podcast. It is used to rinse money for my travel agent business. We are in a nail salon. The back is all I'm going to say. We have a backdoor entrance, but don't we all? The podcast is hosted by the amazingly tiny Lord LeCroix and the gargantuan Craig David, with fleeting appearances from yours truly, and of course not forgetting the little Tiny Tim. The least said about Tiny Tim, the better. Join us as we discuss, well, they, I am always obliterated and thrown out of the podcast before I can get going. My rhythm is a dancer. Listen to Lord LeCroix and Craig David as they talk to guests about their trips to Orlando, Florida. And they might even do some other shit and that. Anyway, get back to your regular listening. Whatever the fuck this podcast is called. This week, this podcast changes its name more than I change the water in my heavily magic hot tub.
Hi all, welcome to HHE. This is YouTube. This is part two of how we would improve Halloween Horror Nights. If it's a podcast app, welcome back. And I love being magic. So, Simon, can you quickly actually read Craig's second one? Because I'm just about to do something. So I need you to quickly do it for me.
Yeah.
Go for it, man.
So if you're new, we'll talk about ways to improve PHHM. Oh, we have number two from Mr. Willicks was stop doing the dance shows. A lot of HHM fans seem to go once and not at all. Try other things. Music bands or other half an hour hot what? Or even half an hour horror movie clips. I personally enjoy that more. I'd have to disagree with that one, Mr. Willicks. Dance shows are not my cup of tea, but they take people away from the houses.
Yeah, totally agree. Oh, by the way, before we go any further, you can unmute yourself if you want. We can welcome guests from Hell Have No Fury, More Orlando, and 6,000 More, and big host of Diz After Dark, Mr. Craig Lucas.
I like bitches.
if he kept this quiet, he could have made his own bloody comments out.
Mate, in all fairness, I literally asked him why I was doing part one.
Oh, have you read my comments out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good night and God bless.
I didn't want you on with Joe's comments because you'd agree with him, because Joe said that we should get rid of the multi-passes and have single night tickets only, and we know you two love wasting money.
Joe, I'm down for that.
Yeah, mate.
I think the multi-pass tickets, the multi-night tickets should be for locals only, and nobody outside of Florida should be allowed to buy them.
People who've got Florida property, can they still buy them?
Yeah.
Well, you're all right. I can get mine.
Yeah.
That's right, I'll rent a room off my mates if I have to.
Mickey's not so scared, he sells out every night at a freaking event on £200 tickets. So...
Yeah,
it's full of bellends, Halloween Horror Nights, mate. It's full of bellends.
Yeah. Millennials, mate. Millennials will wait for Tesco deliveries.
Yeah.
I'm just listening back to the 2017 Halloween Horror Nights. 27, was it?
Yep.
Simon, the night we met you and all that.
Yep.
I'm listening back to them for, I'm a bit melancholy with Nick leaving all the podcasting world. So, I'm listening back to them podcasts and people with divvies, and that was like 6 years ago now.
Yeah, but I would say it was hectic then, but it was a more chaotic. It was more organized chaotic hecticness. Like now,
we seen in one of the houses walking through that year, a gang of lads in front of us, which is fine, and they had the jumper wrapped around the shoulders like they do, and the scare actor scared him, got him. He ripped his jumper off, started whipping the actor with it.
What? Yeah.
We need to get them people need to be ripped out the event and sent home.
I think they need to be buggered out the arse.
Tonic. Well, I mean, that's a bit extreme, a bit of a buggering, but
some of them might enjoy it though.
Well, clearly,
some people enjoy that. There's nothing wrong with that. Ain't that right, Joe? Ain't that right, Joe? I think Joe's a bit starstruck right now with Craig on. He didn't expect it.
Yeah.
We're just looking at your side part, Phil, and
look at the hair there hiding.
Yeah, that hair is attached to his headphones.
Yeah,
takes them
Trump
off the fully.
It's a Donald Trump.
See
haircut.
How me Glasgow's magic and disappears. Yeah, me gin and tonic. Weird.
Oh, sorry, it's times for you.
By the way,
it's
if people watch
it, it makes everything disappear.
Yeah, even your appetite.
Even your nan.
Let's not bring up a wind-up vibrator. That's a famous upset. Right, should we go to Craig's number three? Right, so Craig's put as number three, Craig Willicks, by the way. Experiment with virtual queue system. Nobody wants to be stood in a long queue for those headline IPs, so try it with these ones first. More, I'm guessing, dollars for Universals. People will be able to buy more food, drinks, rather than being the queue. Plus, I would actually go a bit further for virtual queues. I'd make people pay for them. Stuff them. You can have a long queue people and you can have the virtual queue people as well. I don't mind standing in a long queue if I'm with good mates and we've had a few drinks, though, because it can be some of the funniest things.
Yeah, well, there actually is. I've listened to a few catacombs actually went and said, and they're actually debating. They're still going to get the express, whatever ticket they get. But they're actually thinking about dropping another ticket because they got the ultimate when it first came out. Dropped a frequent fear plus, and now they're thinking about the frequent fear. Because like I say, they spend all that money, and a lot of the time they're not actually in doing the houses. They're in the queues and having a drink and having a laugh and a joke with lads and the friends. So, yeah, I can see that one. But paying... these two below me will probably agree with paying because they like to spend money that they haven't got.
They have got.
I would say virtual queue should be free. Yeah, virtual queue should be free, but I think the logistics of it is you've already got Express, you've got the standard queue, then you've got this virtual queue. Three queues going into one. Logistic wise, it won't work.
Yeah, I suppose if you get rid of the standard queue and make it a virtual queue instead, though, maybe. A bit like Jimmy Fallon. Mm-hmm. The worst
they've got a big holding area for that, and there still technically is a queue.
I'm doing it because
you've got a queue into the. Yeah. It's not queueless, people. Jimmy Fallon is not a queueless system. You still have to queue. No matter what they say, you still have to queue, but. It makes you think you're not queuing, even though you are. So it works in that aspect. Whether that could work,
I think what it does, it controls how many people can be in the queue at one time, though.
Well, technically, you think about it, they could do it like they did with the weekend. They had the queue, but have that as a holding area and feed people through slowly. Because it was like a bit of a party atmosphere in the weekend queue.
Yeah.
That I felt like wouldn't leave it. I felt like I worked for the BBC in that queue, mate. Everyone was fucking kids.
Oh, that's a reference a lot of Americans won't get, but... do not Google BBC and paedophiles.
I just spilled my gin and tonic there. Slightly shaking that state.
BBC.
I haven't experienced these queues yet, these virtual queues, because 2019 was the last time I went. So I think these are maybe Star Wars did it. Were they the first?
No, Toy Story.
Toy Story. So before COVID then. So they did do the Toy Story Midway Mania. Didn't he remember when he put the second track in? And he did a full experiment.
That was a testing bed for Star Wars. Yeah. And they used it for... Did they use it for Slinky Dog? I don't know. I can't remember.
I can't remember. But there's that many people at Halloween Horror Nights. all you're doing is transferring the people from the virtual from the queues back into the
And it's already busy in the park. It's like, that's what I'm saying. I don't think if it was a holding area rather than an actual virtual queue, I think that would work.
A holding area with food, drink, refreshments, toilets.
I must admit, I'm going through Craig's last three, and I think I know how to handle the queues if I just skip to his number five and miss four and let Simon do number four. But number five, he puts reduce the number of scare zones. So there's just two big areas, New York and Hollywood. Put some street entertainers and carnival-type shows because then people are just going to go over and start watching them. Didn't they do that with the first, with that Thou We Shall Not Name dance show? Wasn't it a street show first?
Yes. It was supposed it was a stage show originally where Jack Presents 25 Years of Monster May. Not the Jack Presents, Jack's Carnage. Opposite Mel's Dying. And the other stage there, but the stage got attacked by
Hurricane.
Yeah, it was Irma, I think. So they had to rebuild the stage and they put it over towards Horror Makeup Show.
Yeah.
And they actually started the show in the crowd and worked up to the stage. That
worked. It does work because there's a big gap there and people can then come and go as they please to watch the show.
See, I would say I agree with that with having two big areas, but I'll make it three and try use the back. Like, I know Harry Potter fans are going to hate this. Use Potter for Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, absolutely.
Leaving it the crowd. Because
they're not allowed to, though, are they?
Well,
they have in Hollywood.
They do in Hollywood. They do in Singapore. And so Universal, Orlando, just kick you in the nuts and tell them.
Oh, it's so simple. LED lights, a bit of fog and dementor people running around.
That's what they did. That's what they put
each other.
They put LED lights on the outside and she kicked off and they had to strip it off after the first night. I saw it the first night on opening of 2019.
Tell her to shut up. She's got a new show coming now. She just has to worry about that.
So, yeah, use that area because the back end of that park is a bit... There's not a lot
in the butterbeer.
Yeah.
Just put shots in it and you can pick your shot.
Oh, butterbeer shots. Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, you can do it. Unfortunately, you're just going to pour it in yourself because they won't touch it.
To answer on Craig, it has been done before and it would definitely work again. Yeah.
The carnival type shows, that's what the original Halloween Horror Nights was. They didn't really have entertainment in the street. They had entertainment in the streets rather than like shows. If you go back in the history, yeah, the magicians, contortionists, people who swallowed swords and stuff. So they've done that in the past.
They can build little stages and they can go on so we can't get near them. Put them high enough so we can all stand there and watch it and enjoy it. And yeah, I think that would work. I think it would sort out a lot of the crowds. Because if you're near a few bars and you see a nice little show going, a dance show, what Simon just said as well, you're going to grab your beer and you're going to venture over there and watch it.
Yeah. And this one, I've just quickly glanced over it. This one I do agree with. Craig's put a house for people who really want to be scared. It can come with a disclaimer. It can have you additional separate charge, but more scare actors inside and are pulsed through. Actors speak in their own voice and can touch you.
Yeah.
We have that in the UK. It works in the UK. It works perfect in the UK. The best one I can actually describe is one, it's not there anymore, was Species at Alton Towers. You did get pulsed through, I think maybe 8 to 10 at a time. And literally they grabbed hold of you, threw you against the wall, so you stand there. And then they guided you through, and as you're walking through the house or the maze, you got split up because Julie was behind me, and the next minute I didn't see her for nearly 4 minutes.
Yeah, but that's Julian anyhow.
Yeah, but no, what it was, is I went through one tunnel and she got grabbed as she went through the other tunnel and pulled into another tunnel and you got separated.
Is the payment a disclaimer? So when you're making the payment, you sign away all It's a doddle then. It's a doddle. Let's get it on.
If you're a twat and you touch the scare actor back, try and cause trouble, you're out the park and you're banned from the event for the rest of the year. Simple. Yeah.
I've
there's one 10 minutes up the road from me. It's called Fort Amherst. We spoke about it a little while ago.
Amherst.
Craig, you called it Fort Amherst, didn't he?
Amherst, did it? Fuck, you know. Well, I'm right. Ghost Joe. You might know me from other podcasts. Are you going this year, Joe?
It depends what gets announced, mate. At the moment, no, but.
Yeah, but you're literally on a scared event podcast. You have to go. It's the law.
Oh, no. Simon's not going.
He lives in the bloody north behind the wall.
Yeah, you know we're the privileged, Joe, down here.
Mate, I live in the deepest, darkest tent.
Yeah, but we're still the privileged compared to the north. I mean, you Northern can't say powerhouse. You're not well off, mate. What was that mashed potato bloody dinner you had, that posh thing? What looked like
me?
Shit.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Your pie and mash dinner.
A pie and mash?
Yeah, what was it again? It wasn't noble
Jelly
pie
deals.
And mash. What was it? What was it? Explain
pie,
it to Craig.
Pie and mash.
What was on it?
Craig will know what pie and mash is.
Yeah, but yeah, you didn't have normal pie and mash. You had to have a posh version.
Mark Spencer's?
No,
he had to put all liquor and all this stuff in here. Yeah. He had to make it all flash and, you know.
Mate, it's an old London working class dinner. It ain't a fucking posh dinner. It's a mince pie with mashed potato.
But to Northerners, that is posh.
They have the same thing. They just put gravy on it.
Yeah,
I'd actually think I'd prefer theirs with gravy, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, my missus does.
Anyway, this is our new podcast talking about dinner. Joe will never show up.
Does this go back to his third one?
No, we want number six, yeah. So
yeah, it's similar to what we've already spoke to on the previous video. Anyway, a proper announcement again. Yeah, spread out the house announcements with accompanying videos as you keep the community going in between the events. I think the building of anticipation for the houses that I'll announce works better for the event and for the podcasters.
So yeah, let's ask Craig. Craig, what do you think of that?
I'm not asked. They can do their announcements whenever they feel like. What if they haven't got nothing to announce when they get to a schedule and they miss the date?
Well, this is why he said do the originals first.
Yeah, announce the original. Because if you know when an original is going to be there for 100%, because an original is not going to get pulled at last minute, it's an IP that's going to get pulled. Announce an original.
Yeah.
I'll be happy with an original announcement, but regular.
What I'm seeing, and I've been, how many events have I been to, Simon? 23, 25, 27, 29, four events. Yeah. There's a lot. So all them sets get broken up every year. Yeah. And they say, oh, they get destroyed. They don't. They get broken up carefully and they get reused. And there's a lot of reuse. So you see the same, all you're seeing is the same stuff with a different name. And they put it back together in a different version. Yeah. And it's brilliant. Don't get me wrong. I'm not dissing them for doing that because they've only got so much storage and they've got such a short time to get it all together, 10 houses and all that palaver. So I don't think it really matters when they make their announcements. It's just we've all got on the bandwagon. In the old days, there wasn't all these podcasts giving all the bifters and giving it all the large and all that. But what we do is we feed on the anticipation.
Well, yeah, because the first Halloween Horror Nights podcast I listened to was Catacombs in 2014 because they were building up for 2015, actually, yeah. So they were building up to Halloween Horror Nights 25 because 25 was a big thing then.
Yeah.
And that was the only podcast out there then. And now, 9 years later.
The thing what gave me the idea of podcasting and then eventually got us over to Halloween stuff, because obviously I did Ghost Aliens Beyond first. By the way, what a great show that was. But I couldn't get any more guests. But anyway.
But it's still on the feed if you want to listen.
Is it still on there?
Yeah.
I thought I took them off. Oh, fair enough.
Oh, don't take them off.
They're on YouTube anyway. We just haven't released them.
Put them out as a separate feed.
Yeah, I think I might do. Ghost Aliens and Beyond basically was me and Simon. First, it started with me, but we'd have a subject we would talk about, and then we'd have a guest on. Some I could tell were turning bollocks, and some really had really good stories. And they told us about ghost or aliens things they think they saw. What was brilliant. I mean, Craig had one in his train station. See, I remember.
Yeah,
I did. I did meet a ghost, yeah. Genuine, yeah.
See? So they are out there. Where were we? Because I've gone on a tangent there. Oh, yeah, that was it. Podcast. It was actually, funny enough, Craig, because you've rebranded one of your podcasts to Universal After Dark. It's Boston White. I mean, she was the first real person I listened to about Halloween stuff because her love for it, just drew me in because I wasn't a big fan back then.
Well, we did bring Boston in for the teenage boys and we struck gold when we got you there, didn't we?
The men also came in.
What an absolute beautiful girl.
Lovely lady. And by the way, she doesn't listen, I know that, but congratulations, Boston.
Yeah. What a beautiful little baby that's going to be. Oh, goodness me. Can't wait.
Couldn't be more happier for her.
Yeah.
Talking about babies, what is your other show? What's your other one of you rebranded?
I don't know. I've rebranded that many.
Diz After Dark, that's now back, isn't it?
Oh, Diz After Dark's back, yeah. In the short term, we think... We fully expect Nick to come back, let's be honest. But Mr. P. Dabbs is going to take over hosting of that. I'm going to take over hosting of Universal After Dark. I'm very excited for that. Very excited. Obviously, we've got Morlando. That's back as well. Boom. Oh, I feel like I'm Philly. Just because all he does is promote podcasts whenever he talks. He literally goes to co-op to buy a loaf of bread for his ma or his nan and says to the girl behind the till, have you listened to whatever it's called this week? Doesn't he?
Child gone.
Yeah. I just leave him to it, man. I just don't get involved with him. When he starts
with have you listened to today's emergency Orlando?
No, not yet.
No, I've listened to is it my bench I've listened to today with the Hulk music?
Yeah. Well, on the emergency Morlando, Morlando's in the hot tub of love with little Timmy. And to get over the trauma of losing Nick, they've got the bubbles on full and he lost little Timmy twice. He went under twice and they got him back. And then they transferred onto the cloud. And on the cloud was Ghostzilla. Who else? The dead Australian fella.
Steve Irwin.
No, not him. The one who wears ladies'
clothes. I'm so glad I got Craig on.
What's his name? Dame Edna Everidge. Ghost Dame Edna Everidge.
Lily Savage.
Lily Savage was on there, yeah. Dale Winton's on there.
Finger up the boss.
Ghost Nick's on there. And the Ghost Queen passes Ultimate Judgment.
Oh my god. I'm sorry,
little
people,
Timmy
I'm
had little Timmy had to be resuscitated. So.
Well, if you're wondering what that show is, I'll try and put the link in the show notes. Try. Like I said, try.
Oh, you're like us, yeah, lazy.
No, I actually do it.
Oh, do you? So, you do.
Yeah, but I do tears. Do. I just got actually. I've got to try and find the thing first.
Absolutely brilliant advertising, by the way, Craig. Fucking love it.
You know what? Rather than moan about the loss of Nick, we should celebrate Nick. Literally celebrate him. He's a cracking fella. He's going through a lot of stuff. And I fully expect him to come back when he's rested. It reminds me of when Kenny Dalglish left Liverpool in 1990 after suffering a nervous breakdown after Hillsborough and everything like that. And the Liverpool board wanted Kenny to come back. Just look, we'll bring Bob Paisley in. You go and have a holiday, go and have 6 months off, come back when you're refreshed. And they replaced him with Graeme Souness, and the rest is history. So we're either going to replace him, we're going to have a for hire sign out soon. So we'll be looking for someone new, maybe.
Are you not doing how it started, an audition?
We might do an audition, yeah. Fucking hell, that would be good. Rub's chin emoji.
Can we get Boston White back?
I think oh, I'd love
P-Dabs did a great job the other day hosting.
Oh, mate, P-Dabs is boss. We're all boss. If I could suck myself off, I would, but I can't.
Get some rhythm moves.
I can.
Everyone else
is. Can you? Quite sure. Yeah.
I'm sorry, if you want to say that, you're going to have to go to the HHE OnlyFans page.
Yeah. With Phil and his nan, we'll be sucking each other off.
With a wind-up wooden dildo.
This show's gone.
Simon's like, no, Phil, what have you done to
anyway, me? Anyway, did you like my ideas anyway?
Yes, oh, I'll quickly go back to them. Paid for meet and greets apart. Yeah, we like that. Viewing area, Joel actually dessert party, hidden Joel house, guest. Well. We said Joel hidden house, but we thought that would be better not being a dessert party, but being a piss up instead.
yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
And then one night, you can explain it to us now because Simon was a bit confused. I think I know what you meant. One night Halloween night, dusk to dawn, HHN event annually.
Yeah, so on Halloween itself, right, I don't know if the film Dusk to Dawn, which is a classic, has ever been celebrated at Halloween Horror Nights.
Yes, once, I think.
So again, you know more than me. But what an absolute film. Literally, Dusk Till Dawn.
I get it now. Yeah, that makes
sense. So Disney did it a few times, didn't he? The 24-hour events and all that. So I'm not saying a 24-hour event. What I'm saying is Dusk Till Dawn. So Halloween Horror Nights on the last night of the event goes on until the sun rises.
Right. On
Halloween night. So it's a paid event. It's always notoriously quiet on Halloween.
That should be a single night ticket, even if you've had the free passes. Yeah, get that.
Yeah. Mm. So it's not like a multi-night ticket. It's a one-off single ticket, Dusk Till Dawn. So it's a bit more expensive. It's limited. But Dusk Till Dawn is represented at that event every year.
And no vloggers are allowed in.
Oh, it would be full of them. You can imagine.
That's why I want them out. Because I'm not a big vlogger.
Says the vlogger.
Yeah, but I'm a small, relative small one. I can sneak in. They can't. By the way, people, if you want to know vlogging, Craig, this is how you do it. Go and check out Epic Field Vlogs on YouTube. One of the greatest travel vlog channels on the planet.
He's a walking advert, isn't he? He'd sell his ass for the Mars bar.
Ooh, a battered one, yeah. It would be battered if I sell my ass.
A battered ass. After his nan's finished with it. Right, so go on, Simon. Get back on topic. Go on.
Yeah, man. I think we've gone through everyone's stuff now.
This is supposed to be Phil's juice.
Right, so we've gone through everyone's stuff now. They're brilliant ideas. Anybody's got ideas, we've listened. Bloody at us at HHE. Is it just HHE Pod?
Yeah.
On Twitter. Go on Craig's group on Facebook as well, because I'm bland to have to advertise it there. That's the official After Dark Podcast Network.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know what it is, mate. It's secret anyway.
I think you should rename that group.
I was at HHE Pod and Diz After Dark Podcast. That's is running.
Actually, Craig, before we go any further, Diz After Dark and Universal After Dark, we alluded it's back, but what is Diz After Dark and what is Universal After Dark? Explain it in a nutshell for people who may be new to it and realize why us three love the original idea of it.
I think it become its own thing. We were Diz After Dark. We changed it to something that I can't remember. And we changed it to protect Boston, to be honest, because Boston was getting a lot of shit online. Every time I opened my mouth on Twitter or Nick opened his mouth on Twitter, it was Boston who would get the abuse. So to try and distance ourselves from that name, we changed the name. Then we changed the name to try and tie them all together again. Then we were shutting the Universal After Dark down. That Universal podcast down. Back and putting it back into Diz After Dark because we used to talk, but calling it something else. But all I kept getting was messages off people saying, Diz After Dark, we called you Diz After Dark. You will always be Diz After Dark. Diz After Dark. Dads, and we're all dads. So it's just perfect synergy.
And also, it's a bit more of a grown-up podcast. Yeah. It's not necessarily family-friendly. So yeah, you're better with your opinions and you're not kissing Disney's fucking ass.
Yeah. The last iteration was that Disney Parks podcast, and it would be news, and then we would talk other non-park news, mainly streaming type news and that type of stuff, films, whatever. What it's going to be, I don't know. I'm still, honestly, genuinely, I'm still praying that Nick comes back in some form, whatever version of Nick we get, whether... I've just written down on Facebook there in the public, in our group, that hopefully Nick can come back and maybe we all take turns hosting or something.
A bloody great idea.
Yeah, I don't know where I got that idea from, but just something, because he's walking away and it is what it is. You know, I still think he'll be back. Universal After Dark is... again, I've took it, whether Nick comes back or not, right, it's mine now. And it's going to be... The thing is, right, the narrative was there's no news for Universal. There is. Go and listen to UUOP. Go and listen to Lee. Lee does a phenomenal show every week. A weekly podcast about Universal. There is news out there.
With Universal, you just have to try and find it.
Yes.
It's there.
Bit more digging. Disney
is everywhere because it's in the mainstream. Universal are starting to get into the mainstream, but there still is a lot of news out there that you don't know what's actually happened.
Right, absolutely. Guys, I am going to move on because I need to get to Joe's bit and we haven't got long left to record. Joe, what is a TV show that you want to talk about that I finally got onto episode 5 for?
Right, so it's called From.
And tell people the basis of it.
It's basically, right, I'll try not to give too many, well, I won't give any spoilers. It's set in a town, a little American town, where if you enter it, you can't leave it.
Royston Vasey.
Yeah. But overnight, I don't want to spoil it. It gets sinister.
At the night, the monsters come out to play.
Yeah.
So it's a series on the village.
Depends. These monsters change looks and that. Yeah. They can't get into your property. Property. Yeah, what is it on? Because I watch it on a very legal.
Yeah, me too.
Watch it very legal. I think it's Paramount. I'm going to guess.
I'll have a quick look. What's it called?
From.
It's called From. I think it might be...
He doesn't know.
It's US.
IPTV.
You need to go for a pee while you watch the TV. I'll get you. Yeah, gotcha.
I don't know. I'm not.
So you put yourself in this now, Mike. Tell me how you found this show.
Someone told me about it.
Your question, why Simon's looking though? It's a good show. Right. It's very gruesome. They don't just kill adults in it. It's the best way of putting it. And you slowly, episode by episode, you get more people's backstories.
It looks like
as
it's on Prime. Sorry, boys. Sorry for interrupting. It looks like it's on Prime.
Oh, okay.
That's even better then.
You say watch now on Amazon.
10 episodes long, season one, and season two's about to start. I'm 5 episodes into season one. Could it make a Halloween Horror Nights outside? That's what confuses me. There's a gruesome enough stuff in it, but I feel like there's too much going on outside. What might make it more confusing?
They
house
definitely do a Horror Nights house on it, or even a scare zone.
Scare zone might work a lot better.
Yeah, but season two starts tonight, so catch up on season one, watch it, and then let me know what you think. If you're listening, watch it. Let us know. Same for you, boys.
I'll add it onto my list.
List of 6,000 things.
Oh, no, you've got to pay for it on Amazon Prime.
Do you not have other ways of watching, Craig?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Other legal ways?
Other illegal ways are not condoned by me. You can do what you want, though, because this is a free world. Right, Fuck the rules. Fuck.
Right, so you, talking about streaming. Plus series, actually.
Yeah, guy. Quick one. Talking about streaming. Is it getting fucking stupid now how many streaming sites are? Do you remember when cable first came out in America?
No, I don't think it is. Because you don't have to have them all.
You're right. I'm getting because Netflix is doing that password thing in a month's time, and then we're getting rid of it. We don't give a fuck. I've got Disney Plus free for a year, and then I'm getting rid of that because I think it's shit.
I do apologize. It's actually MGM Plus original series.
So yes, Amazon, because Amazon own MGM.
Right.
Open in Now TV. So that is Sky.
So you can watch on Sky as well.
Yeah, so it'll be on Sky streaming. So I've got Virgin, so I'll watch it on that.
Yeah, do it.
Right.
Let us know what you think.
So I just want to say that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you for listening. Craig, thank you for jumping in on the second part of the show. Shocked the other two. It was quite fun. Thanks for giving me the biggest laugh for a long time. It was fantastic. Is it K-Towns or K-Tams, by the way?
K-Tams, man.
Say that again, Simon. Tams.
Yeah.
There's a Z Tams as well.
There you go, people. Tams. There you go. That is a 24-hour, 360 days of the week. How many days of the year are there, by the way? Because it's not 360 days in a week.
Yeah, but it can't be because Craig's actually had to go somewhere else for the last two times because it's not been open.
All right.
Yeah, Jumbo's.
Yes, because what I was going to say is probably the most scariest place you'll go in your life for food.
Jumbo's, like your nan.
Oh, my nan loves a big jumbo. Bless her 94-year-old heart. What's probably not.
I wish I had a 94-year-old nan. I swear to God, because I'd just snuggle her.
Not why she's got the wooden deal with her out anyway. Right. Anyway, on that bombshell, we're going to leave it there. Follow us on all the socials at HHEPod. Go and check out all Craig's stuff with the 6,000 million.
Especially Morlando. Go and check Morlando. That's my baby. Yeah. I fucking love it.
Okay. Well, for me, it's Be Epic from Simon.
I'm sick of saying Stay Spooky, but I'll still say it.
Okay. And Joe, have you got a new one this week? Have you remembered your last one?
Good night and sweet screams.
Oh, and that's Craig, nice, that one.
And Craig, tell everyone to fuck off.
No. R.I.P.
Oh, on that bombshell. Good night.